This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State regulators have signed off on a plan for Xcel Energy to stop burning coal within the next 8 years. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
Xcel's remaining coal-fired power plants will close by 2031, according to an agreement approved by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Robert Kenney is Xcel's president of Colorado Operations. He called the decision a big milestone.
This is a significant and consequential decision for Xcel and for our customers and for our communities, very consistent with what the science tells us is necessary to avert the most tragic consequences of climate change.
Under the agreement, Xcel will generate more electricity using solar or wind power, but the company will still consider new projects that run on natural gas, another carbon-emitting fossil fuel. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
EMS services in Colorado are about to get a closer look. CPR's John Daly.
The State Health Department established the 20-member EMS System Sustainability Task Force. A new law allows the agency to set statewide standards for ground ambulance agencies, like its role in licensing air ambulances. Colorado is the only state without centralized licensing and oversight of ground ambulance services. They're currently licensed at the county level. The panel will issue reports and recommendations on statewide standards for ground and air ambulance services, equitable access, staffing and retention, and sustainable funding. The group's work will wrap up by 2027. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's a new police chief at RTD, Metro Denver's transit system. Joel Fitzgerald Sr. has been police chief in four cities. Now he'll manage officers in the dozens of cities where RTD operates. The service has seen a spike in crime on buses and trains over the last few years. And things are back to normal on RTD's train to DIA. The line was down Tuesday after thieves stole copper wiring from an RTD track. Riders took shuttle buses part of the way to the airport, causing 45-minute delays for much of the day. It's 7:06. This is CPR News.